Employees at Sephora Cosmetics went through inclusion training this week. It came about after the singer SZA said she was racially profiled at one of the stores. But does that kind of training work? Here's Karen Grigsby-Bates from our Code Switch team.
SZA is best known for her platinum songs Love Galore and The Weeknd. But right now, this yet-to-be-released cut is getting a lot of attention. I love Sephora, just cannot afford the things up in there. I used to work there, the only... In April, SZA says she was accused of shoplifting while in a Sephora in suburban Los Angeles. Like SZA, Canadian beauty vlogger Paris Grant is a former Sephora employee. She vented about SZA's experience on YouTube.
Isn't it ironic how SZA has an unreleased song called Sephora, and then she goes to Sephora, and Sephora, or a Sephora employee, wants to accuse her of stealing? How ironic is that?
Sephora did not give interviews about his SZA situation, but it released a statement saying it closed all of its U.S. stores, distribution centers, call centers, and corporate offices on Wednesday for, quote, a one-hour inclusivity workshop with our 16,000 employees, something the company says has been planned for more than 6 months. And Sephora had company, as NBC reported last year.
There is a firestorm tonight over what happened 3 days ago at a Starbucks in Philadelphia, where the police were called in and two black men were arrested.
The men's offense? Waiting to meet a third person without ordering anything. Starbucks famously closed some 8,000 of its stores for a half day of diversity and inclusion training.
I mean, it's a big deal to close all of your stores, even just briefly, to devote time to training your employees.
Edward Chang is a doctoral student at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School and studies diversity and discrimination in organizations. He says the corporate closures are well-intentioned and cost money, but...
If you ask someone to change the culture of a company on any issue, not just diversity, and your response was, okay, we're going to train people for an hour to change the culture of a company, that at its face value kind of seems ridiculous.
Frank Dobbin is a Harvard sociology professor who has studied the efficacy of diversity training and efforts over decades. He says more companies are mandating diversity training, but forcing people to go isn't so effective. Another way might be, though.
Similar kinds of training work better when they're voluntary. And you can see how if the CEO says, we'd really love for everyone to be there, I'm going to be there. Then people go and they think, oh, I'm going because managers need to do this.
Dobbin says when another component is added to training, it works even better.
It helps if you do training in conjunction with, for example, having a diversity task force or having a mentoring program.
In other words, a sustained effort, which is exactly what a Starbucks spokeswoman says the company is doing. Since last year, small groups of employees and managers have been meeting to discuss how better to incorporate inclusion at all levels. Some companies understand their futures depend on inclusion. According to Nielsen, black women spend 80% more on cosmetics than their non-black counterparts, so it's critical for Sephora to get it right, says Harvard's Frank Dobbin. Otherwise...
There's a lot of competition and people can go to somebody else.
And if they don't have a good experience, they just might. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.